Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They're not playing real well right now, Alan. I don't know how closely you're following that.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not great.
No.
It's not great at all. And look, you've already ambushed me with this. So the fans and the listeners.
I'm just being honest with you.
They're probably not already thrilled, so I'm going to keep it going right now. Draymond Green and that press conference, and I said it before, Whitey, and I'll say it again. Last night was not the day, or last night was not the evening to talk about who has and who doesn't have a championship. Not in my opinion. I get it. You have what's going on with Dillon Brooks, and we love the rivalry, but you just got smacked. You got embarrassed after you went on your pod and you did a lot of talking about Dillon Brooks. Now, I know people, well, he didn't even play well. Dillon Brooks didn't do this, didn't do that. I don't care. You lost. You lost. You had to empty the bench. You didn't even get to finish the game. So, I was at every parade. I loved every parade.
Yeah.
All four of them. I love them. But in this specific situation, I don't want to hear it. We're living in the here and now. And right now, you're not a good team. So Draymond Green got asked a question. I know you're about to play the sound. So I just didn't love it.
You have to, like, one team has to win, and then another team has to win. Like, that's what creates a rivalry. Not because one team gets up for you and talk like they can beat you and then not. That doesn't create a rivalry. Rivalries are created by you win, I win. And clearly, we won four times, and I think their organization has zero championships, so I can't consider that a rivalry.
It's just like so many other things with the Warriors right now. It's like, nope, that doesn't quite fit. Right after they kicked your ass last night.
Yeah.
I think Draymond, the best thing to say last night would have been nothing.
Just say,
shut your mouth.
Yes.
And we'll, okay. And, you know, be determined to prove what you think and how you feel about it next time you play them. But last night, after the way the Warriors played and the way Memphis kicked their asses, even without Ja, for you to come out and say that, it's just like, ugh. It was embarrassing.
So we talked about, or Draymond talked about how...
The only thing more embarrassing would have been if he'd have said, you know, I think I'd trade Bosa for Lamar Jackson.
Okay, enough now. Can we get through the Warriors segment first?
Yes,
we got
I'm
time
sorry.
For that.
Yeah.
We got time for that.
Yeah.
So Draymond talked about how he's not somebody that can get baited. I get a tech when I want a tech, which I don't know is completely true.
No,
but
he's
saying Dillon Brooks doesn't have that self-control when Dillon Brooks and Draymond were going back at it. But I also think that that question right there from the reporter, Whitey, I think that was also bait. And Draymond took that bait. I think I would have licked my wounds and I would have said, look, they got us today. Whether it's a rivalry or not, they had our number. Obviously, there's some bad blood. We'll see him again when we see him. Because they got to go back. They're going back to Memphis.
Yes.
But to go, I'm just tired of that. Makes us feel like if we want to say, they just come out and say, hey, we don't know if we're going to win another one, but we got our four.
Can I tell you a story, Alan, from long ago?
Mm-hmm.
1984, the 49ers, fabulous, fabulous team. One of the best teams in pro football history. And they played the Dolphins in the Super Bowl that year. And the Super Bowl was just down the road, Stanford Stadium. So during the Super Bowl buildup, Ronnie Lott was there on a media day. And one of the Dolphin receivers, I forget if it was Clayton or Duper, Mark Duper. One of the Dolphin receivers said, the 49ers secondary, they are overrated. They're really not that good. So, you know, me being a genius reporter, I went up to Ronnie Lott. Hey, Ronnie, Clayton and Duper say you guys are overrated. What do you think? And I'll never forget the look he gave me. He was like, you know what? They may be right.
Yeah.
They're really, boy, that's a great team. And we got our work cut out for us and all the touchdowns Marino threw. And yeah, we got to be really careful. And then what happened? They play the game and the 49ers destroyed them.
Right.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the same idea. And I got fried earlier this season when the Warriors got into it with the Suns and Devin Booker and Klay Thompson got into it. Klay got ejected immediately, right? And there was whole, everybody was throwing up the fours. And look, I could have given it a little bit more grace because it was so soon after the championship. It was really early in the season. The Warriors are still, you know, they had the shortest offseason because of it. Then they went overseas. So I got all that. But I still sat there and said, guys, it's a new season. And you're sitting there and we got four, while you're losing. It's not that they're not good comebacks, right? Because I know a lot of fans would say, I mean, it's true. And everything Draymond said was also true. Timing is everything. And to me, it's just, look, walk back with your tail between your legs because you just got beat, you just got embarrassed, and figure out how to do this versus, well, I mean, it's not a rivalry because we got four. It just to me, Whitey, it just felt like a cop-out. And you know what it felt like? I know you are, but what am I? When nobody has anything to say, when you get into it with somebody, I know you are, but what am I?
And then he made it worse by adding this.
Oh, man, anybody can win in March. Anybody can win in March. What that mean? I have a hard time getting out of my bed in March. It's a game in March, me.
That's loser talk after you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
That's really bad. Someone on the text line here, Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Thanks for watching on YouTube. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. You radio hosts are such hypocrites. You say Draymond shouldn't have said anything, but yet you use what he said for content for the show. You should be thanking him instead of criticizing him. There's something to that, actually.
Sure.
You're right. At the same time, Draymond, what are you doing? You're making the team look bad. That's
hey, what
how about
this,
about.
Whitey? Yeah. Thanks, Draymond. Thanks for the content.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Are we good now?
Yes, we're good.
Can we keep going now?
Yes. Now, okay. Please explain why it offends you so much.
What Draymond, like I said, nothing that he said wasn't true. It's just about the timing of it, and it's just about sometimes, and I get it, it's a rivalry, and I'm not even saying if I was in that specific situation, I would even do what I'm saying Draymond should have done. It just feels like when you say things like that in this specific situation, you're living in the past a little bit. And I know it's a very recent past, but you are in the middle of another season. And when you're still trying to figure out what's going on there, I mean, Draymond, this was just a couple games ago where you gave up on a play. I mean, it's just not good right now. And you put your team, I get it, there's back and forth. Dylan Brooks is who he is. And Dylan Brooks is never going to be, I don't think he's ever going to be a Hall of Famer. I don't think he's ever going to be a guy that's...
Not in basketball.
Not in basketball. Maybe for trash talking.
Maybe.
And that's all fine and good. Draymond, if you are saying you are a champion, I get all that. But we are talking about what happened in this game. And it's just so obvious to me that it's a rivalry. And maybe Draymond just wasn't in the mood to give them that satisfaction. But we all know it is. You talk about content, right? We talking about Draymond. Well, Draymond, he used Dylan Brooks for content on his podcast.
Yes.
But it's not a rivalry?
Yeah. The whole we're above the fray thing is wearing a little thin this year. You know, it's a game in March. Who cares? When you got your asses kicked last night like they did by Memphis, a team that you know they wanted to beat. And obviously Memphis brought a lot of juice to that game. And the Warriors got shoved around. They were out hustled. They looked confused. So when that happens to you, just, we don't really care. It just rings false and it actually makes things look worse.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know what? I don't have anything to say about that. They won tonight. We'll see them again when we see them again.
Draymond. Anybody can win a game in March. Yeah, anybody besides the Warriors on the road.
Yep.
Anybody besides the Warriors on the road
can win a game. Or
February for that matter.
Yeah.
It's just, look, there's still time because of the West is just a complete mess. The Midwest or the mid-mess, whatever you want to call it. So there's still time. But at some point, it's just not going to get any easier. And now you got to come back home. You got to go up against the Bucks and then the Suns. Oh, even without Durant, I don't think it's a walk in the park. I know they play much better at home, but the more you lose these games, like to me, losing to the Grizzlies, I think a lot of members of Dub Nation have sold a little, their stock a little too low on the Grizzlies. I know there's a lot going on. There's actually another report out on Ja Morant. We're trying to confirm that right now from last fall, I believe. We might get into that as well. I understand why everyone feels like the Grizzlies are the Warriors' little brother. But at the same time, let's think about it like this. Were you really surprised that the Warriors lost? Maybe the way that they lost. My point is that the Grizzlies are a good team. This all stems from The Lakers, all right, maybe you should have had that one. The Grizzlies, okay, they're really good at home. They only have, what, 5 losses at home. That Thunder game, to me, is still bugging me. The Thunder game is still bugging me. You cannot, I mean, going 0-3 is awful when you have them on the schedule. And you know I love schedule watching. 1-2.
I didn't know that, but okay.
I love it. 1-2 against the Lakers, who AD had a really good game. They're, you know, the Warriors can struggle in LA sometimes. And then you lose to the Grizzlies, who can be really good at home. Their backs are up against the wall. I get it. But you're losing to the Thunder. It's just tough, man.
Yeah, the Warriors sleepwalk through the first 6 minutes, and then they go on a run, and you look up, it's like, wow, they're only down 10, because they get so far behind, right?
Yeah.
And they knock down some threes, like, wow, here they go. Oh, they're losing by 8 now. And then they can never get even and maintain a lead.